Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the podcast. It's time for us to talk a bit of juju fruits.
It's a podcast trying to talk out our ass.
Oh, look at that.
I don't know that I would say that. I think that's our show every day of the week, not just the potty.
Yeah, it's not just the podcast. Not at all.
In case the boss is listening, our shows are very well planned out. A lot of execution, deliberation goes into
it. Who are you trying to impress? What's going on here?
Yeah, not really trying to impress anyone. I've just seen how good my acting skills were. How were they?
At the moment, she's currently fossicking through a handbag.
I know. I'm
trying to work out what the bloody hell are you doing. What are you doing,
mate? I'm trying to find a piece of chewing gum because I just had some lasagna, and I've got mank mouth.
Listen,
I can feel it.
We have a rule in our
day you get mank mouth. Don't you worry. Don't need lasagna to have that.
We have a rule in our family that if you're going to bring lollies into a room, you need to bring in some for everyone. If you don't have that, forget looking.
I've got a whole packet of snakes in here.
We'll have the snakes.
Well, yeah. I can't because I've got to keep my blood sugar at a certain. This is in case I have a hypo.
Right.
And my blood sugar goes down too low.
What's your blood sugar at now?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for my alarm to go off to tell me to take my blood sugar.
Oh, God.
Measurement.
Because you never do it, do you?
No, I always forget.
If Dr. Heffernan's listening to this, she doesn't ever do her test.
The lady from the diabetes clinic rang me because it's all Bluetooth now, and she rang me up and she went, Jade, you need to start doing your after-meal blood sugars. And I'm like, mate, what? How do you know? And she goes, we've got the database.
Maybe concentrate on your health rather than all the other crap that you concentrate on. Just concentrate on your health and your baby's health.
After meal, you're eating all the time.
I know you're not.
which particular meal are we talking about?
Do you have a gap of an hour when you donate?
Throughout the show, the amount of different foods that make their way in here, the room still smells like pasta.
Mate, it smells like a restaurant in here. And not a very good one either. A really bad one. A cheap, dodgy, bad one that you find in a back alley. That's what our studio currently smells like, thanks to Jay's food. It is
Guys. I'm trying to find some chewing gum to get rid of the smell.
We've been crapping on now for 2 minutes and you're still fossicking through that bag.
I don't think I've got any chewing gum.
Do you know what it is? That's the TARDIS, that bag.
That is the bottomless pit.
It's only about, a foot wide and 2 foot deep.
I honestly think there's a small family living in here somewhere.
You're not wrong.
There could be, yeah.
Can you get those guys from Lithuania out there? They're really suffering in there.
Can you pass me my chewing gum?
Hey, here's what happened today. We had a bit of an idle day today. You know who is loved right across the country? He's our mate Guy Sebastian. He's a South Coast boy, and his brand new album Truth is out. He joins us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Guy. How's it going?
I'm very good, guys. Very good. How's South going?
Oh, good.
You know exactly how well South is going.
How often do you get down here to Drawa?
Oh, fairly often now. Not on a plane every few days now, and I'm not travelling the way I was. I haven't had a chance to get down the last few weeks just because I've released an album and all that sort of stuff and had it promoted. But I have been down a fair bit. Yeah, I love it.
Wait. Hang on. Guy Sebastian, you haven't released an album, have you?
Oh, cut it out, Strainey.
Have you?
Shut
you
the
haven't.
Front gate.
Exactly. Is that album Truth you're talking about, that album?
It is. They got those big posters with my big smiling face
down
there.
They do. And let's face it, mate. You took over Wave FM with a 20-song music marathon, so our listeners know all about your brand new album, Truth, mate.
Yes, I did flog all of my stuff on your station. So thank you.
That's what it's all about.
Hey, Guy. It's currently at number one. All right. This is now your third number one album, which is an amazing feat, along with all the number one singles. I mean, how are you feeling now with this new album out there, especially in this crazy time?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, even beyond COVID, I mean, it's just getting a number one album is pretty rare for an Aussie artist. It's not something I expected, to be honest. I thought maybe we'll gun for a top 10, but I think we're all lumped into the same pot, and with international releases and all that sort of stuff. So my last one was 8 years ago. And then the one before that was 9 years before that. So it's, according to current trend, I'll have another one in about 7 years.
Yeah,
your retirement song, like John Farnham.
Yeah. Hey, mate, it was your birthday through the week. What did Jules get you for your birthday?
You know what she got me? A knife. I know that doesn't sound very fancy.
Wow. How's the back feeling?
Exactly. I was hoping it wasn't as simple. But no, this really good knife. Like, I, I'm... I'm obsessed with barbecue. Like, I do a lot of, like, smoking of, like, briskets and ribs and stuff like
you're
that.
Like
and
husband.
Yeah, a bit of this.
Yeah, how many have you
yeah,
been?
Yeah, it's a thing, isn't it? And I've been doing it for a long time, but I've noticed now it's really catching on. Everyone's buying those, like Kamado Joes and smokers and stuff like that because I think there's some Netflix specials where they're doing a whole lot of barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband got an empty keg. And he cut it in half.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
He's very serious.
Oh, yeah.
We did a homemade smoker at Christmas a couple of Christmases ago in Adelaide, and we almost burnt my mum and dad's house down because it wasn't. We got this old barrel, this metal barrel, and we cut holes in it and stuff, and then we just left it smoking, and we went to the cricket nets to play because all the brothers were together. So we went and played cricket, and when we came back, the whole roof is black, like above the smoker. And
oopsie.
Not good.
Yeah, jerky for lunch.
How competitive are you with your brothers at cricket and at sport?
We're reasonably competitive, actually, when it comes to sport. Not in life or anything. Like we are super tight. Like I just can't believe how close I am with my brothers. The older I get, I see most brothers, they kind of semi-hate each other, but kind of love each other. But we get along so well. Like me and Chris play a lot of golf and my older brother Ollie lives here in Sydney. And then we've got one left in Adelaide. It's Jeremy and he's the youngest. He's about to have his first baby. But no, we're pretty competitive. Chris is very good at golf and I'm obsessed with golf. So there's a bit of competitiveness
there. Really?
Funny you should mention that.
We had a chat to Chris not long ago and he brought up the subject of golf too and of beating you.
Like Guy and I just don't have
that. Oh, yeah, no, he's very good.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Unless we're on the golf course, of course.
Grab your brother. We'll head to Jarowa Golf Course. And if you want to have a really fun laugh of an afternoon, Jade and Guy versus you and I, mate.
We've got them covered.
All right, there you go. It sounds like a challenge was put at you, Guy.
You've never met a more different person on the golf course than Chris Sebastian. He is the loveliest bloke you will ever meet. He's so gentle and sweet and caring. Then you have him shank a shot. Gee whiz, he is like... He's like a monster. He just turns into an angry monster on there.
Well, Guy, since we've had a chat with Chris, Jade has let us all know that she's pregnant. Now, she's going to be unavailable to walk around the golf course. Of course, Damien Leith is new to Wave FM's breakfast show. So I'm tipping. We do. Damien Leith, Guy Sebastian, the Idol Connection, and then Chris and I... We come out and we just whip your butt. What do you reckon?
Oh,
two
wow.
on two. What do you reckon, Guy? You up for this or what?
When are we doing this?
Mate,
we need to do this.
You name
we'll do it either.
Mate, you
I'm
name
a member
a day.
Of Gerringong. We'll do it there.
We'll mate, do it at Jezza and then we'll go to the...
We'll go to the Fishos for a couple of beers after.
Yeah,
and
lunch.
Present little trophies to the winners.
Yes.
So, you know, Damien and Guy, the winners of Idol, will not get trophies this occasion.
We will.
No, it'll be Chris and I that will get the trophies.
Highly unlikely.
I'll be the Adriana.
You know
I'll
what?
Be the one handing
Irish
out.
Irish are very good at golf.
That's like, right.
I'm sure there's a little bit of Rory McIlroy and Damien. Damien, do you play golf?
I love golf. Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
we got this one in the bag.
Okay, time will tell.
Oh,
it's a date.
Go.
Yeah, next November is when you'll be able to see Guy Sebastian at the Wollongong Entertainment Centre. Get your tickets now.
Thanks, legends. I'll chat soon. See you,
Damo. Good on you, man. Take care.
Nice work, Guy Sebastian. The brand new album, Truth.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Every year we'll raise money for a local in need.
Oh, very good.
And because of COVID this year, it had to be cancelled. So we thought we'd dress in pink and we'd raise money for the McGrath Foundation.
Oh,
they do those breast care nurses that do amazing stuff. So we're not raising like about $6,000, which is good.
Good on you guys.
A little group of us. It was only about 20 of us. And then we thought we'd do a COVID safe fridge to fridge.
Yeah,
you know what that is?
I don't know what a fridge to fridge is.
You don't know what a fridge to fridge is?
Wait, I'm kind of gathering from it that you're going from someone's fridge to someone's fridge.
Is
that what you do?
It's a pub tour at home.
It is. And you go from like house to house. So we were around Shell Cove now, pink, going from
one
house to
a lot of pressure in people's houses. You wouldn't want to get to someone's house and the fridge is empty or they got the dodgy wine in that fridge.
Well, it's a good opportunity if you're the end house to get rid of the dodgy wine because nobody knows what they're drinking.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
But what I discovered about fridge to fridge on the weekend It's nowhere near as fun if you're the sober pregnant one.
Yeah, of course. You're the designated driver. You're that person now. Yeah.
I took a like around my zero alcohol Heineken. Not the same. After the second one, I was like, man, I'm just getting bloated. Forget it.
You're like, it's giving me no buzz.
I know, there's no buzz whatsoever. But don't worry, my husband made up for it because, well, he's usually DD by default because I'll just go somewhere and have a couple of drinks early and go, I'm over the limit, sweetie, sorry.
Oh, that
you're
old trick.
To drive home.
Yeah.
It works well, yeah. But he's like going, well, it's my time to shine. And he was very merry.
He got on it.
He was drinking on behalf of all three of you.
That's pretty much. He was the representative for the family of five, the suit of being six. And I knew that he maybe had a little bit too much to drink when he said, for the fifth time within 5 minutes, where's the esky? Sweetie, I can't find the esky. It's just in the car boot.
Oh, no.
And then he came back a minute later. Hey, do you know where the esky is?
Oh, milk. Hi.
That's when you know. Hi.
Hi.
So
hi,
like, doll. I think it's time for us to go home. So I put the little kids and the big kid in the car. And he was asleep before we left Shell Cove catching flies. And I had the window down going, don't vomit in my car, please.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Got home and he ended up on the lounge going, let's get some pizza. Let's order some pizza. So I got the pizza going and all that jazz. And then it was about 7 o'clock. We heard the...
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. I hope that is not a trick-or-treater because I have nothing to give these. I went out of the home, so I didn't have to deal with Halloween. Yeah. Milka was like, oh, I'll get it. It's a trick-or-treater.
No.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
No.
So he's like, hang on, wait there. And he's rummaging through the cupboard trying to find something that's like chocolate. And he got some tiny teddies. They'll love these.
I can imagine. walking in the front door.
Oh, God. Imagine that.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know who came to the front door? Frankenstein came to the front door. Those poor kids were scared to death.
That's right.
We're never going back to that house again.
The whiskey breath of death just blowing on their face.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. Jaden Strainey, now with Damien and Lee. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, you went away on the weekend and you went somewhere where we haven't been for months. Out of state.
Out of state.
Who'd have thought it was such a big thing? But you're like, I'm going to Adelaide this weekend. On Friday, we were like, ooh, heading into state.
It was strange, I got to tell you. It was post-apocalyptic. That's what it felt like.
Really?
When I arrived at the airport in Sydney, I've never, ever been to Sydney Airport where I could really park wherever I wanted. I could go cross parking spaces to get to where I wanted. Nothing. It's empty. Absolutely. It was the weirdest vibe I've ever come across.
Well, you're right, because Sydney's domestic terminal always goes off. There's thousands of people there all the time.
And you can never get a park, and you're always secretly trying to drop people off without security catching you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because you don't let me
know. Is it like inside the terminal?
The terminal, everything's closed, so there's like maybe three or four cafes that are dispersed out there and you can get into them. But all the little shops, the boutique stores, whatever, all closed down.
Course.
Lots of the little eateries. A weird vibe. But it felt good to be on a plane again. Haven't been on one for a while. And the thing with me is when I get on a plane, I fall asleep. I didn't always used to do this. When I was younger, I'd get on a plane excited.
Yeah.
And I'd do lots of other things. But now I get on and I go unconscious. Like super fast. and I got to say, I was that tired from, the week on radio.
Yeah.
That I went into a deep sleep.
Oh.
Deep sleep. So I get on the plane, deep sleep, wake up a little bit. And then I hear them saying, and now we're going to pick up all those cups and all the rest. So obviously the air hostess and all the rest had dropped off drinks and snacks and everything all in between. Went fast asleep. And then I suddenly woke up with a jolt and I looked to the right and the guy that was sitting to the right of me was staring at me, like, intently. And I'm looking at him going, what's happened?
Did you snore?
Well, I don't know what it was. And then what he did was he shuffled in a seat and kind of turned his back to me a little bit.
To move away from me.
And kind of eased away. I was like, what have I done?
Maybe you accidentally farted when you were asleep.
I don't know what I did. When eventually we landed, he couldn't get up out of his seat fast enough. The seatbelt sign came off and this guy sprung to his feet and kind of dashed along, kind of pushing a pregnant woman out of the way.
He
was chased. I felt like, dude, what did I do? Come back
I
and tell
to
me.
God.
Yeah, I don't mean.
I didn't mean it.
I have no idea. I couldn't have. He was wearing a mask.
Did you dream it all? Do you remember having a dream? Maybe you had a raunchy dream and you didn't know.
I looked out, everything was all right.
That's exactly what I learned, Jess, don't you worry.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Leaf. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Talking about the stuff that you threw away of great value, Jade.
That's right. This is on account of that lady last week who threw away some stuff she didn't mean to, had to go back to the op shop and ask for it back. I threw away that $170 Stockland gift card voucher that I got from Wave FM when Lula was born. Still dirty about it.
Terrible. Happens all the time, though, right?
You must have thrown away something, Strainey.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, because I'm one of the world's greatest hoarders. I throw nothing away.
His wife keeps trying to throw it away every Thursday night on bid night, but he keeps fighting his way back
home. Exactly right. Geez, you know my wife too well. So 42751965 Illawarra, give us a buzz.
Sue from Dapto, what have you thrown away accidentally?
I threw away my whole set of keys with my house key, car key, garage key. Everything. Threw them into the recycle bin.
Oh, no.
No
so
way.
What did you do?
I pulled in the driveway and there was some rubbish on the lawn, so I picked it up and put it in the bin and in went the keys with it.
Oh, no.
Did you realise before bin pickup?
No.
Oh.
I didn't realise until later that afternoon when I had to go out again.
Oh, no. And you've got all the beep beep keys on there. They're expensive to replace.
Yeah, they are.
They were very expensive to replace. The garage remote was expensive to replace.
Oh, no.
It was just horrible.
Oh, but now you can laugh about it now. She did have a bit of a giggle. It was just horrible back then. Sue, thanks so much for the call. Great to have a catch-up today.
Cheers, guys.
Have a good one. And 42751965 is our number.
Okay, we're going to Karen now. Karen, tell us, what's the most valuable thing that you've thrown away accidentally?
Oh, so about 5 years ago, we took some boxes to the charity. It was full of boxes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I asked hubby not to throw away one pile. And he put that pile in the box.
Oh, no.
And it was actually 2 yearbooks from the baseball, which was full of autographs.
Autographs? Oh,
like
no.
Like expensive autographs?
Well, a couple of the boys played for Australia in the Olympics.
Oh,
so,
The one box he said not to throw away, he did it.
He threw.
Stupid husbands, hey? That's another phone we could do. Tell us about your stupid husband. Karen would be first off the rank.
Oh.
Karen, you have a great day. Thanks so much for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
We just got a message through from Kylie too. It's not just the husbands that are stupid.
Mm.
Her mum was sorting out her jewellery, junk and valuable.
Mm.
Got visitors come over. She was in a panic trying to tidy up. Threw all the jewellery from the junk pile into the bin.
No.
Turns out it wasn't the junk pile. It was the pile with her diamonds, her gold.
Oh,
they reckon it was about 30 grand worth.
30 grand.
Oh, wow.
Gone forever.
How good is that one?
Gee. That would make you sick, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? What? You can read all about all of those stories and add a couple of yours as well. What did you throw away of value accidentally, Illawarra? Wave FM 96.5 on Facebook.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.